Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Oh, well, we welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection, where the power of the anointing has still proven itself in healing, deliverance, and salvation, and peace, and joy, and awareness. And glory to God, exposing the hand of the enemy. We thank God for all his great and mighty acts. He is wonderful, marvelous, phenomenal. We give him praise. Praise the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge him. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust him when you can't trace him. Hebrews 11 and 1. Faith, the title deed, the assurance that it shall come to pass, only if we believe. It's according to our faith. We bless the Lord. Praise God. In Hebrews 12:1b, encourage us and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Praise the Lord. We recognize that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but all of those, glory to God, that will endure to the end. Hallelujah. We praise God. We're going to even use, glory to God, the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 for our scripture reading tonight, and just continue to keep the others in your spirit as we walk this daily walk. Praise God. Amen. I'm excited about this man called Jesus. We may not have the hear the excitement in our voices all the time, but the life of Jesus Christ is reigning on the inside of us, ought to be manifested on the outside. But we're not going to be laughing every day like a hyena. But when we can show the love of God for through our actions and how we do conduct ourselves, and we ought to not be down in the dumps in the wintertime all the time. God has the seasons to change from the spring to the summer to the fall to the winter back to spring again. So we shouldn't be living in the winter all the time in our circumstances. That means we got to recognize something's going on in the inside of us. The God that we serve will change seasons, even in our lives. We can go through some hard times and some difficult and challenging times, and then he can come in and work miracles and blow our minds, and we can't even believe. How do we get out of that? Except it had to be God in the name of Jesus. So we just bless him for who he is and how he works things in our favor, that he may be glorified. So bless the Lord as we continue to delight in him. He'll say he'll give us the desires of our heart. So I'm grateful and thankful and bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Glory to God. Mother Alexander is on first, so we'll have a prayer right after me, and then we're going to have Pastor Bird, and then we're going to end up having Mother Evangelist Willette to do those 15 minutes, glory to God, as we say for everybody throughout the week, I mean throughout the month and next month, that we will have 15 minutes when you hear hallelujah or either just my voice and praise the Lord. You have 1 minute not to go over that, and we go and resume right back in prayer. I still have to get with Brother Black and Pastor Burton and, I mean, Bird and Pastor Sims and myself for probably next month for our 15 minutes. For this month, we'll have tonight Mother Willette. Then we'll have Mother McCormick for the next Monday. The following Monday will be Mother Alexander Evangelist. And then on the 4th, we'll have Minister Brenda. And then we'll plug in those other days for September when I talk to the other prayer warriors. But tonight we give God glory for his great and mighty acts. He's awesome, phenomenal. As we go before you, Lord, we thank you for every day that you've given us. We worship you. We exalt your name. We want to give you the glory and thank you for all your marvelous and wonderful phenomenal things you're doing in our lives. There is none like you, never will be. We thank you, Lord God, for being our high tower, our strong tower, our burden bearer. God, a very present help in the time of trouble. You are refuge. God, we thank you for being the El Shaddai, the glory to God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Mekadesh. We thank you for going Jehovah Shalom. God, we thank you for being Adonai. We thank you, Lord God, for Jehovah Nisi. Glory. We thank you so much for all the things, glory to God, that you promised and the things you manifest and the things yet to come. We glorify you, Lord. We just thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus being our advocate. Thank you that we can call upon your name no matter what time of day or night or what kind of crisis or even when we're in, on the mountain or whether we're in the valley. And glory to God to give you praise and to thank you for answering us and hearing us no matter what situation we're in. I bless you, glory to God, as you order our steps in this on this journey in the name of Jesus, on this straight and narrow. God, help us to stay alert and be diligent, glory to God. Be on glory to God, on our post to recognize the things that the enemy is doing so we can be, glory to God, effective in what we do and not be an infection. Help us, glory to God, to not lean to the left or the right and cause ourselves to deviate off the path. But God, help us to be in a place, like you said, come out from among and be separated. Touch not that unclean thing, and then you will receive us. God, there's too many things that in the body of Christ that doors have come open, things have filtered in, things that man brought in, not so much because of the devil's always been in. When we change our lifestyle, it's supposed to be, we became new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things will be passed away and all things become new. Help us, glory to God, to not be a perpetrator. Help us to be to a place, God, no matter what. It's me, oh, Lord, stand in need of prayer. And as we clean our lives up, as you told Peter, when you've been converted, you can strengthen your brother so we can help one another. We can help those, glory to God, that are standing in darkness. Our glory to God, won't come to the light because they show up their darkness, but bring the light in those dark places. We got to live a life that our light is not flickering on and off, and it's not, glory to God, a flashlight and under a bushel, but on the hill, God. And more we spend time with you and have that encounter with you and spend time in your word and pray and praise and open ourselves up to allow you to transform us and go in those places, glory to God, that been hidden, glory to God, to man, but you know where we need to come up. If we allow you to go in them places, you're the potter, we're the clay. Let you mold and make us, glory to God, into the image you would have us to be. Oh, what a mighty God and a great harvest it would be as we allow you, glory to God, to use us as instruments, glory to God, of righteousness, to be able to call those people out of darkness into the marvelous light, and that we don't go back out into the darkness. God, but I pray, glory, from steadfast faith to be a mover, always abounding the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain, that we will be considered and compassionate, glory to God, and we will not be in a place that we'll be a partaker of another man's sin, but we'll intercede, and glory to God, we'll stand fast, and we'll hold fast, and we'll, glory to God, uplift and esteem others more highly than ourselves, but also never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. God, I'm praying for a change in our lives as believers so we can be able to help those that are in darkness as we pray for the world, but we got to pray for ourselves that we stay steadfast in the faith, that we stay with clean hands, that we won't find ourselves being lured, glory to God, into the world and the world system by the things that are going on and enticement and things that we haven't let go of. God, so I'm praying, glory to God, that we will stand on your word and we are not, that you said you'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices, that we don't let imagination run away with us in the name of Jesus. We'll bring that into captivity on obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. Anything that's exalted except above your word and what you are saying, contrary to the things that you desire for us to do. We want to reach our destiny, and so whatever you desire for us to do, help us to be with a mindset and determination, glory to God, with no hesitation, glory to God, no procrastination, and get caught up, glory to God, in hypocrisy. Help us like never before to not allow religion and doctrine and all this being incorporated in the things that you have called us to do, that we will walk in the anointing. The anointing destroys yokes. God, that we will be able to plead the blood of Jesus and bind up things that are not of God in the name of, and loose what need to be loose in the name of Jesus. God, help us to have that whole armor on and make sure we hear in the spirit of the Lord and not grieve him, so we can be able to be a force to be reckoned with. We'll see eyes open of blindness, spiritual and natural, healing and deliverance of cancer and sugar diabetes and arthritis and aneurysms and things, glory to God, going on with respiratory, things that are happening, glory to God, in the kidney, things that are happening, glory to God, in every part of the body, in their lungs, and also, glory to God, in the ligaments and anything, glory to God, to do with the muscles, things that are happening, glory to God, with Alzheimer's, the healing and deliverance, those, glory to God, that are just chaos and confused, and those that need a Savior, that word and that witness and that light that's shining, will bring them into a place that I surrender, glory to God. What must I do to be saved? Sometimes we may not say one word, but the life we live in makes a difference. So what are they reading about you? Because we might be the only Bible they read, and we're not talking about the tarot cards or glory to God, anything that to do with witchcraft or warlocks or whatever, but glory to God, your life living. What is your story? What is your story? What is it saying as it unfolds each day? And when we make a mistake and stumble, help us to run to the rock that's higher than us, which is Jesus Christ. So God, we just bless you tonight. We honor you. We thank you for those that you've saved. Thank you for those that delivered. Thank you for those that are coming in for backsliding. We thank you, Lord God, for the awakening of those, glory to God, that have been perpetrating and just kind of coasting along, glory to God, trying to live in two worlds, that their choices now coming to a conviction that I got to surrender and repent and get my life, glory to God, in order. Those, glory to God, that you're gifted, but they've been holding back and allowing it to be dormant because of something somebody said, or depression, oppression about how somebody treated them, whether it was in the church house or whether it was in their homes or wherever it was, or who said what. God, who told you that? Just like when you told when you talked to Adam in the garden and whatever, like, you knew what state Adam was in, and Eve, glory to God, but you're trying to get them to recognize, like you're trying to get us to recognize. Who told you that? What did I say? Do you believe my report? Oh, God, but when we make mistakes, have to run to you, repent and get that thing right. Allow you to heal and deliver, that everything may not come right just then. The conviction and the repentance, glory to God, hallelujah, can come forth, glory to God, and the forgiveness as well. But in the meantime, the things that are being rectified, God, we're going to have patience for you to do it in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you for all that you've done and doing. We're praying for healing and blessings over there during this time of this pandemic. Praying, glory to God, this virus do not spread all across the land, glory to God, and cause another shutdown. But God, we know in the midst of whatever you're allowing, in the, you may not bring it, but whatever you're allowing at any time, enemy can't go no further than what you allow. And some things, glory to God, what you allow, it may be, glory to God, another time, if my people, and also the world, to get an attention that you do need a Savior. Nothing else can fill that void but me. So, God, I just bless, pray for our children going back to school. Bless them, cover them, protect them, shield them. They got so many people out there warring and fighting and talking about, I don't want to wear the mask and this, that, and the other, and the children don't need to wear a mask, and knowing some of them can't even take the shot, this, that, and the other, and know some things, no matter what, if we keep the mask on, and even if you don't want to have the shot, at least you're trying to, glory to God, cut down on this thing spreading. God, I'm praying for an awareness through the foolishness that the enemy are putting in people's minds and not even thinking about the time that we're living in, and especially even the believers. Why are you, glory to God, allowing the enemy, glory to God, to fool you, to get you caught up like you told Judas? Oh, my Lord, I pray, glory to God, for an awakening and conviction. Whatever this is, flesh don't want to die when flesh start rising up and agreeing with the world and agreeing with, glory to God, the things that the world is doing, that we know that flesh is rising up, because anything contrary to the will of the Lord is sin and is not God. Hallelujah. And we must be in obedience. You said you'll not have us ignorant. You told us, glory to God, what the enemy will do, and glory to God, how he'll come in, how he is a deceiver, how he's a liar and the father of lies, and what he will come in to steal, kill, and destroy. You said be alert, because he come in like a roaring lion to see whom he can devour. And the only way he can devour is we get off track, glory to God, because God is not going to allow the enemy to destroy us, glory to God, if we're in his place, that we need to be in obedience to him. God, I pray more and more for you to help us. Pray for our children and the errors that they are caught up in, this decision making and some of the things that are happening. Father, we pray also against all this hit and running. God, we pray for more penalties, glory to God, to be on these people, taking people's lives and people's children, just running and hitting people and running away. More and more, we're hearing it back to back on the news about
So we bound up these hit and runs, demonic forces. Glory to God. Some of them, glory to God, under the influence. Some don't have license, or some don't want to get caught for this reason or that. Oh, God, but I'm praying, glory to God, like you're showing some of them now, so they're finding them out in a short time, even that same day. But I'm praying that it be eradicated about things, glory to God, and just taking lives and not paying attention or not thinking about what you're doing or caught up, glory to God, because of whatever's going on in your life, and just taking lives. And not only that in that way, but also all this murdering and shooting and killing and, glory to God, and people doing things out of spite. Oh, God, we got to keep praying. No matter what it looks like, the enemy trying to make it look like no progress, but we know progress is being made. We're praying exposure, even for the ones that are human trafficking and all this other stuff that's going on. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, I pray for an awakening. Thank you for healing. Healing in our families. Healing in this, glory to God, in this nation. Healing, glory to God, in the church family. Healing, glory to God, wherever it may need. God, we are praying for the salvation too. Now we bind up Satan, all of the course, every set up trap, snare, untimely death, sickness, and disease. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind him up and command him to be loose from his assignment, all that he's plotting and planning, and pray loose for your anointing and your will to be done, your healing, your deliverance, and wisdom. Oh, glory to God. Financial blessings, spiritual blessings, and glory to God. Good stewardship over the things we need. Pray for those right now that are being convicted out of their homes and, glory to God, situations, some things beyond their control, some things are were in their control. But we pray mercy either way, and God, a plan be made and things to be done better and wiser. We pray for our government. We pray for the monies that need to be released. Pray for our president, even the decision to Congress and representatives and whoever else are involved in the name of Jesus, even our state and even the legislators, all of those, God. We just pray for wisdom, how they're taking care of this country, what they need to do and what's best for each person. But also, glory to God, for them not to be so greedy and stashing monies back in their pockets too as well. God, we are praying for an awakening and exposure, but we are praying, glory to God, for mercy and grace. Salvation in the midst of them too as well. Lord, we love you, we appreciate you, and we adore you. Thank you for these prayer warriors. Thank you for the woman of God who will bring a word tonight. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Lord God, for all that you've already done. As I said first, glory to God. We want to always give you the glory, praise, and honor. Thank you for all that you've done and doing. Thank you for being our healer and deliverer. In Jesus' name we pray. At this time, we're going to open the line for Mother Alexander and then Mother Pastor Bird, and then we're going to have those 15 minutes from Evangelist Willette, and then we'll have Brother Black and then Mother McCormick. They will continue the prayers right afterwards, and then I'll check and see who else is on to pray, but in that order. Praise the Lord. Let me open the line for Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Thank the Lord for scripture, Psalms 103, first verse. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us authority and dominion here on earth, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Lord God, because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You made all things possible for us, Lord God. If we only stand, be strong in your word and stand powerful, because your word cannot be void. If you said it, it shall come forth. Lord, we pray for the body of Christ, Lord God, that he will continue to stand strong in the word and no matter what, hold on to the promises of God. We pray for families, Lord God. So much situation is going on today, Lord. But we know, Father God, that you're a God that hears our cry. And we bind up the foul spirit that come to destroy family. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because Jesus is Lord of the life. Father God, we just love you and we praise your name. We pray for sons and daughters, Lord God. Father God, you see them and you know them, Lord God. Thanking you, Father God, for keeping them, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covered them, Lord God. No matter what comes over their life, Lord God. Father God, renew their mind that they know that they are children of the living God. Renew, Lord God, that they're able to stand strong against the wiles of the enemy. Lord, we pray for our grandchildren and our great-grands, Lord God. Father God, continue to keep a hedge around them, Lord God, because you see them one by one, Lord God. But, Lord, we're standing in the gap, Lord God. We're binding up anything that the enemy try to bring against them. We bind it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We claim victory in their life, Lord God. We claim they are more than conquerors, Lord God. We claim they are mighty warriors of the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for your promises is what we're standing on, Lord God. That our grandchildren is mighty warriors, Lord God, because we know, Father God, that you see it all. Nothing is hidden from you, Lord God. And you see the heart of each and every one. But, Father, we're standing in the gap for them, Lord God, because we know your word said, Lord God, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to stand boldly on promises, Lord God. Help us to remember your word, Lord God, that you gave us, Lord God, in 2 Chronicles, Lord God. You said in the word, Lord God, 2 Chronicles, if we pray, Rabosata, you gave us that promises, Lord God. Help us to know, Lord God, that if you said it, we can do it. We can stand boldly and bring down anything that come against our offspring. Help us to know, Lord, that you already equip us with this power and authority. Father God, we thank you for watching over them, Lord God. We thank you for never leaving them nor forsake them, Lord God, because your promises tell us, Lord, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Help us to seek you no matter what, Lord. Seek you, completely seek you, regardless what the situation look like. Keep our heart, our mind, and keep our heart on you, Lord God. Keep calling on you. Keep believing in you, because you is a God that hears everything. And nothing is too hard that you cannot do. You promise in your word, Lord God. To cast all cares on you, Father God. We come against this pestilence that rising itself in this world today, Lord God. And we binding it up, every inch of it, putting it under our feet in the name of Jesus. Father, touch your people, Lord God. They know that they have the authority and the faith to stand boldly against this pestilence that rising. Because, Lord, your promise, you say, no matter what comes, Lord, if we pray, Kayashata, if we pray. So, Father, I'm praying, Lord God. That's what we come and pray a line, to pray these things down and refuse to give it any place in the name of Jesus. Because your promises is what we stand in on, Heavenly Father. And your word is what we stand by, because you are God that hear everything, and nothing is hidden from you, Father God. We love you, Heavenly Father, and we praise your name, Lord God. Continue to keep us in your will, Lord God. Help us to stand strong and courageous, Lord God, knowing that you is a God that hear every one of us when we cry out. Help us to know, Lord, that you has not been forgotten us. We still know that you is a God that hears the voice when we cry. Oh, Father God, thank you for being so good to us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus, for being a deliverer, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood of Jesus that shed for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. For we know that you are a deliverer, Heavenly Father. And we know that you are a provider. Because you said in your word, Lord God, all needs already been met. And according to the promises, Heavenly Father, we stand boldly in the name of Jesus, claiming victory over the enemy, Lord God. He has no authority over our sons and daughters. He has no dominion over our grands and great-grands. We claim victory in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God. Favor in the ways, Lord God. Whatever come, Lord God, let them remember who they are in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you for favor tonight for these grands and great-grands, Lord. Favor in the name of Jesus. And no matter what the enemy throw against them, they can stand because they know who they are. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being a Lord that hear our cry. Thank you for being the Lord that take away sickness and disease from the midst of us, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful on your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you this night, Lord. We thank you. We pray for the head of the prayer line. Continue to strengthen our Lord. Continue to keep our Lord God. Because, Lord, you see every area, Lord God. We bind up any sickness, any disease that try to come against our Lord God. We bind it up and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. We loose healthy body, Lord, healthy organs, Lord, because you is a God that hears us, Father God. And you tell us nothing is impossible for you to do. If we believe, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for all, each and every one on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord God, because you is a God that hears our cry, and you never leave us nor forsake us. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I praise you, honor you, and give you glory. I thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you've made. I thank you, Father God, for who you are and all that you've done. You are great, awesome, worthy, hallelujah, and worthy of all our praises. So, God, we just praise you tonight, and we thank you for who you are. We thank you for all you've done and doing. God, thanking you for the miracles that you do every day. Father, my heart, God, is heavy today. Hallelujah. God, in a way, I've seen you work. And God, I know you're working and I know what you're doing. So, Father, we're just standing on your word. We're standing on your truth. And we're believing that you can do all things but fail. God, I want to thank you again for watching over us, all of us on this prayer line, because you allowed us to come together one more time on one accord, Father God, to lift you up and glorify you. You allowed us to come together, Father God, so that we can stand in the gap for many, God, in Jesus' name. So, God, as I lift up the sick to you, God, you know what's going on in the body of your people, Father God. I ask that you touch, heal, and set free. God, I'm praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you touch and regulate minds, Father God, because a lot of things that we're going through, the battle is in the mind, Father God, because if you are for us, who can be against us? So, Father God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father God, tonight especially, for my sister Mary. God, I want to thank you for how you keep proving yourself. God, you brought out the wheelchair. You put her on a walker. You put her on a cane. And now, God, she's walking by herself. Even on Sunday, Father God, she began to dance before you. What an awesome God you are. What a miracle worker you are. And help us to acknowledge every day, Father God, the things that you do. God, sometimes we're so tuned in to all of the bad stuff in the world that we miss the miracles, Father God, that you're performing every day. I pray in the name of Jesus that we give you the praise due you. I pray in the name of Jesus that we stand without wavering, dear God. I pray in the name of Jesus that we always look to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you. Help us to know, Father God, that sometimes things are delayed, but it's not a denial, dear God. Help us always to walk by faith and not by sight, continuously calling those things that be not, God, as if they were. Thank you for the body of Christ as we stand firm, rooted and grounded in your word this day, Father God. Help us to pray without ceasing, knowing that your word will not return to you void, God, but it will accomplish
what it set out to do. God, I lift up my cousin Damon Sanders to you right now, God, as he's in the hospital fighting for his life. I thank you, God, that even those 2 days when he laid in his house on the floor, God, that angels was watching over him, and God, that the deaf angel could not come in, the deaf demons could not come in and steal his life. I'm believing you for a miracle. I don't care what the doctors have said, Father God. I cancel every assignment of the enemy now in Jesus' name. And I say that he will live and not die in the midst of the strokes and everything else is going on. You're still God. You've done it before and you can do it again. So God, I thank you that he's in your hands tonight in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless him and his family now, God. In Jesus' name. And God, I do lift up my family to you, my sisters, dear God. I thank you for watching over them and keeping them. I thank you for saving them, delivering them. I thank you that every need they have is met in you tonight, dear God. In Jesus' name. My sister, 84 years old, God, was attacked with COVID. But God, she didn't have to be hospitalized or any other thing. I thank you for watching over her and protecting her and healing her. And God, you are that same God over all of us. And you don't have no respect for person. So I believe, Father God, that everybody right now that's in the hospital, God, that's fighting with COVID, I'm asking you to raise them up, Father God. I pray that the sickness not be unto death in Jesus' name. Touch and heal and deliver. God, I know that all power is in your hand, Father God, and that you can do all things but fail. So, God, help us now as we're walking through, they say, another pandemic. But help us to know that we are not going to walk in fear, but we're going to walk in power. We're going to walk in authority. We believe, Father God, that as our prayers come up, that the answers will come down in Jesus' name. Might not be in all timetable, but it will come when we need it, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, Father, I'm praying for the world, dear God, tonight, that they will all come into the knowledge of who you are. God, I don't care what we accomplish. I don't care what we get. I don't care if we are healed from sickness and disease. Without you, Father God, we are nothing, can do nothing, and we are lost. So I'm praying, Father God, for the word of God to be spread throughout this land, dear God, that people might know that you are God, and above you there are none other. I'm praying for salvation. I'm praying for the missionaries that go forth now, God. Keep them safe because it's dangerous times, Father. The enemy's trying to take their life, but I'm asking you, Father God, that they will live to spread the gospel throughout, that men and women will come to know you and that they will give their lives to you. God, as we pray and come together on this line, I pray in the name of Jesus that every heel, Father God, will know that you are God. And regardless of what their circumstances are, because, God, we all go through something, but help us never to forget that you are still God and that you hear the prayers of the righteous and that you can do all things for fail. We can bring everything to you. Cast all cares upon you, God, because you care for us. So, Father, we thank and praise you tonight, for we are the body of Christ. We are redeemed because of you, God, and because Jesus bared our sickness and diseases in his own body. By his stripes we are all healed, whole, delivered, and set free. So, Father, we bless your name tonight. We ask that you continue, God, to show your power. We are praying, Father God, that as we come together as a body of believers, God, that we will pray and see some things changing in this nation, in this country, and most of all, just in individual people, Father God. Because everything that we can think of now, we're doing. But you're still God. You're still in charge. You're still supreme and superior. So help us, God, not to look at what things look like right now. I heard that message today that said, for us not to fear, but to persevere in the midst of everything that's going on. So, Father, we are praying that this pandemic don't break out again, but we are praying, God, that in the midst of it, that we will love each other, Father God, and we'll not put each other in danger. I can't say whether people are right or wrong, whether they get the shot or not, but help them to know, Father God, that their decisions just don't affect them, but it affects their families and everybody around them. So give us wisdom. Show us how to go in and how to go out. God, we trust you. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our families. We trust you with our ministry, God. And we bless your name forever and ever because you are in charge, God. And we got to know without a doubt, if you bring something to us, you're going to bring us through it, dear God. So, God, we love you and we praise you. And thank you again for every prayer, God, that go up tonight on this line. Not one word or tiller shall fall to the ground without producing that it was sent to do. And, God, I come in agreement with those that have already prayed, Father God, and believe in you for more miracles. And thank you for testimonies, God, because you said in your word that we are delivered and set free by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We praise you and we love you because you first loved us and you gave that perfect gift when you gave your son Jesus and he gave his life that we could have life and have it abundantly, God, that we could walk in good health. God, that we will prosper even as our soul prosper, nothing broken and nothing missing. Thank you that every need we have is met in you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah for another day's journey. Thanking and praising God for being so good, so loving, so merciful, so powerful. And God, I thank you for the prayers I've already heard, and I do touch and agree and agree with my sisters in Christ Jesus' name. And I believe you, God, and I believe that you are able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. So I touch and agree, and I agree that it is so in Jesus' name. So thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Even for the praises, glory be to God. You are so good. Father, in Jesus' name now, I pray that you would strengthen me to teach this few minutes in Jesus' name and let your good and divine will be done. Thank you, Father. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Jesus. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Help me as I share this brief message in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank and praise God. I want to share a little bit about prayer. I said, well, we're on the prayer line, so a good 15 minutes is to share about prayer. And Saturday night I taught a message, praise God, and it had to do with men ought to always pray, coming from Luke, the 18th chapter, verse 1, where Jesus was given a parable to the disciples and or the people that were listening, and he said, men ought to always pray and not faint, praise God. And I was reading it from the New Living Translation, praise God, Living Bible Translation. Okay, I'm going to slow down a little bit so I won't get my words twisted. But in any case, I thank and praise God, and I put a subtopic, praise God, hallelujah, that where was that? How to get answers to your prayers, since we are prayer people of prayer, praise God. And then I asked a few questions, and I just always like to ask people questions, and it has to do with prayer, praise God. I said, now, what sense is there in praying if you're not going to believe that God is going to answer you? I said it again. What sense is there in you praying if you're not going to come believing God? Hallelujah. You know what Hebrews says. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder, that he's going to answer you, praise God. And 1 John, the fifth chapter, praise God, tell us that when we pray, God hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the petitions that we ask when we ask, praise God, in faith in accordance to God's will. And his word is his will for our lives. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You look at that time. And then I asked another question. If you have no relationship with God, well, then who are you praying to? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We should have a relationship with God. I pray that, hallelujah, and I trust all those that come on the prayer line and pray have genuine relationship with the Lord, and praise God, they pray believing, hallelujah, that God is going to bring about, hallelujah, answers to the prayers that they pray. And I thank and praise God that I was trusting God as the prayers went forward. I thank and praise God. I said, God, I thank you that I believe you. I believe you're going to answer each prayer, even getting those people up out of the hospital and giving them full recovery from the COVID in the name of Jesus. So I thank and praise God. I didn't doubt. I didn't have any unbelief. Praise God. And then another question I asked, I said, when you pray, do you pray God's word concerning your situation with expectation that God will answer you? Praise God. Hallelujah. And just I'm going to give you a few of the steps, praise God, that I shared on how to get answers to your prayer. But before I do that, I just wanted to read something because I was, first of all, got some of my lesson steps from a Bible study course written by Kenneth E. Hagin. I bought that Bible study course from the Bible bookstore years ago, but I picked it up and I said, you know, I do enough prayer, so I said, let me get this book and study a little bit on that. And I saw those and I said, that would be good to bring to the prayer line, so I will give that. But before I give those steps, praise God, of how to get answers to your prayer, I want to, and you can look up Luke 18 and verses 1 through 8, praise God, hallelujah, Luke 18, verse 1 through 8, and that was Jesus when he gave that parable, and he talked about the unjust judge and that widow woman who had been harmed by this guy, and she wanted help, and she kept nagging him. And the Lord said, you know, if an unjust man, a judge, would go ahead and relieve this widow woman because of her persistence, then God also, he would answer our prayers, praise God. We just have to be willing to continue to pray, praise God, until we see the answer, hallelujah. But there's some steps to take with that. But let me just give you a little bit of information on why you pray anyway. The most important, and I'm getting this from I have a red a letter Bible book that I look at some Bible, prayers, praise God, awesome prayers, and I believe that they were inspired truly by the Holy Spirit to get this gentleman to write these down to help us in our prayers, hallelujah. But he mentioned, praise God, why should we pray? And he said the importance of prayer is our relationship with God, hallelujah. It's relationship, praise God. Praying to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus using God's holy word. Because when you pray, if you have a situation or a circumstance that you want to see some changes in, then you need to find the word of God, praise God, scripture that apply to that circumstance or that situation. Praise God. And when you pray believing, hallelujah, and that word of God, and that God is going to bring it to pass because it's his will. So praise God, praying to our Heavenly Father once again in the name of Jesus Christ, using God's holy word in prayer is the most powerful thing we can do for ourselves and for others. And a heart of prayer is the will of our Heavenly Father. Part of that will is simply coming to God. Hallelujah. He desires us as his dear children to know him. He desires your love, your attention, your fellowship, praise God. Hallelujah. He also desires a time of communion, an intimate time of personal exchange and involvement, and finally a release of his will and manifest presence in the earth through what? Prayer. So as you pray for your needs and the needs of others, you are actually becoming a prayer warrior and an intercessor, just as Jesus was and is today for each of us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there's some more I could have read there, and I wanted to say also a little bit of that, mention that the most powerful weapons we have are the name of Jesus. And I've learned that there is power at the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I wish I had time to give you a testimony when I was in the field, praise God, and the devil came and visited me and snatched the covers off me. Well, I said I didn't have time. But in any case, I just used the name of Jesus, and baby, that devil got out of my tent. Hello, somebody. I was in the field. That's why there's power in the name of Jesus. The most powerful weapon we have is the name of Jesus and God's holy word against Satan and his foul, wicked demons. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No power of darkness can stand against the word of God in the name of Jesus and through the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you pray, praise God, remember, hallelujah, your prayers are important. They are relationship. We just not just bringing a list, God, do this, do this, 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 and then, like, hang up the phone like, you know, you through. No, that's a relationship. We spend time with the Lord. We thank and praise God. He promised, praise God, hallelujah, he's going to be in our midst if two or three of us are gathered together. Praise God. And when you pray, you know you're getting right in contact with that living God. Hallelujah. The Our Father, which is in heaven. Praise God. Let me hasten on. Now, I'm going to slow down right here because I said I want to give you some steps, praise God, to how to get answers to your prayers. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. One first thing that I put down, praise God, hallelujah, I said prayer is powerful, praise God. You want to pray a heartfelt, genuinely sincere prayer, praise God. And you know what the scripture says, the fervent prayer of the righteous, what, availeth much. So step number one, praise God, is going to require a relationship with God. Step number two, genuine faith. You must have genuine faith, trust, complete confidence, praise God. You relying on God, hallelujah. Glory be to God and his ability to do what? Answer your prayers. He is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. You must believe that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We was at church was last week or the week before, and the pastor called us up as a prayer team to pray for those who had prayer requests, praise God. But I said, Pastor, let me say something. And I said, before you come up today, listen, when you come to pray, come praying, believing that you're going to get your answer. Praise God. Because like I said earlier, what sense is it that you're going to be praying and you're not going to be believing God? So you do need to have a relationship with God. You need to pray sincere prayers with genuine faith, praise God. You have confidence that God can and he will. The word of God is God's redemptive plan for man. That's what the Bible is, from front to back, praise God, is God's redemptive plan. And you know what's in God's redemptive plan? Healing is in God's redemptive plan. Well, Sister Willie, how do you know healing is in God's redemptive plan for man? Because Isaiah 53 and verse 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, hallelujah, Matthew 8 and verse 17, hallelujah, glory be to God. you're welcome to write those scriptures down and go and read them. It's in God's redemptive plan that we are healed. So if you have a situation dealing with healing, look in the Word of God and find the healing scriptures and begin to pray those prayers, believing that God is going to release them. Glory be to God. So step three, you must believe that you will receive what you're asking God for when it is based on God's will for your life. Hallelujah. You find it at 1 John 5. Hallelujah. He lets you know God's not going to answer something that's amiss or foolish prayers, but he will, if it's based on his will. And somebody said, well, and I think and praise God, I heard Pastor, praise God, Apostle Bird mention that the person shall live and not die. Praise God. That's God's will, that we live and not die. He created us to be like him. He is eternal. Now, we're going to make a transition. Now, don't get me wrong, praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life. Hallelujah. And have it to the full. Hallelujah. Praise God. And no sense in leaving earth before your time, because we have an enemy that hates our guts. Hallelujah. And he hates anything that God made that is good. But praise God, you can live. Remember what Jesus asked Martha? I say it quite often in that 11th chapter, praise God, verse 26, he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. And he asked Martha the question, believest thou this? Do you believe that? Hallelujah. What the scripture says in Mark 9:23, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Get God's word on the situation. Pray the word, believing that you're going to receive, hallelujah, and thank and praise God, hallelujah. So when the next time you pray, God, I thank you that you heard my prayer concerning this situation, and I praise your name that it is so and it is being worked out in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I thank you for the manifestation of it in Jesus' name. I know my time is about running out. When you refuse to believe, now listen, this is important, hallelujah. When you refuse to believe, don't think you're going to get the answers that you need. Praise God. That's why it's imperative that you come believing. You cannot doubt. You cannot have any unbelief. Hello, somebody. Praise God. So when the enemy try to bring doubt and unbelief or try to distract you with your praying, praise God, you need to eradicate that. Get it. Tell the devil, get out of my head in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you need healing, praise God, see it in the word of God, and then begin to see what you're asking God for. These old knees, since I had that fall, praise God, been pain. I said, it's not going to be like that always because I'm going to be able to walk. I'm not going to have pain in my knees in the name of Jesus. So I need to start seeing myself, praise God, walking with no pain, praise God, getting back out there to the track and walking around there. I may not run, hallelujah, but I like to run a little bit now, but I ain't got to run a whole lot like I used to. Hello, somebody. If you are frustrated and aggravated with what the enemy is doing in your life, look at the word of God. God said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Well, you know what? I could probably go on and on and on. But remember, praise God, hallelujah, glory be to God. I just wanted to give you a few tips of how to get, praise God, answers. Get God's word on the inside of you. Praise God. John 15:7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Ask, believe, and receive. Have faith and confidence, praise God. Think positive. Rebuke any doubt. Praise God. Bind up any unbelief. Eradicate it. Uproot it. Remove it. Reject it. Anything that contradicts God's word, get rid of it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Believe God. Say the word of God with expectation. Act on God's word will bring you results. Acting on God's word. Guard against any evil thoughts. Praise God. That was step four. And step five, meditate constantly on the word. You got to get the word of God down on the inside of you. Last thing I'm going to say, praise God, hallelujah. I was perming my hair, and perm dropped in my eye. But it didn't do my eye no harm. Now, it put a red line from my pupil down. but I had the word of God on the inside of the cells in my eye, that word that said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I thank and praise God I still got eyesight in that eye today, hallelujah. So I pray that this little bit of information I've given you will be a blessing to you and that you will pray, believing that you receive, praise God, get God's word, hallelujah, meditate on it. If you don't know that much, start studying the word of God for yourself, hallelujah. And later on, if you need a website for that prayer, the book of prayers, let me know and I'll be glad to give it to you. So I thank and praise God for that little bit of information I was able to give you tonight. I'm trying to be obedient to the time. God bless each of you. Hallelujah. Amen. Did I need to pray now, Minister BJ?
Hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just thank you. Touch and agree with all the prayers. Amen. Even the spoken word of this evening, also message. Get the word of God down in the inside of you. That's so awesome, so awesome. I just thank you because of the word of God to bring you, catapult you to the next level. Oh, my God. Father God, we just thank you, God, for life and that more abundantly. We thank you for life in Christ Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Die to sin and live unto righteousness, God. By your stripes we are healed. God, we just lift up, God, Lord, the nations, God, Lord, the youth, God, the babies, the ones that are in college, just graduating from college, all the way down to pre-K, even unto the unborn, God, our matriarchs and our patriarchs, Lord, in prison and convalescent homes, God, nursing facilities, wherever they may be, God, let's send your angels to touch them. Oh, God, send men and women of God, Lord, to speak a word, a refreshing word, a word of healing, a word of life, God, to them, God. Hallelujah, deliverance set free. Lord, lift up the homeless, God, the ones that are on drugs and alcohol, God, the ones, Lord, that the mind might be messed up, God, but we're asking you to straighten it out, God. Oh, God, by your word, we speak by faith. We declare it and decree it over the nations, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, over their lives, one by one and name by name, God. Anybody that's confused, God, we speak a right mind, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God, that people can begin to believe by faith and turn, Lord, from their own wicked ways, God, and whatever, Lord, they're going through, God, that they can just have enough faith to just say, you know what, I'm going to try the word of God this time. I'm going to try God for myself this time around, God. I heard so much about him, but now it's my turn. Oh, God, because nobody's in too deep where you can't save them and bring them up, Lord, with ease, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you. We lift up Israel, God, one by one and name by name, Lord. Although all types of things are happening, God, you're still turning it around for their good and your glory, God. We may not see everything, God, but, Lord, you have already taking care of everything according to your word and your will. Whatever what the enemy meant for evil, God, you turn it around for their good, our good, and your glory, God. We just thank you, God. Lord, we lift up the fivefold ministry, all of our apostles, our prophets, our evangelists, pastors, and teachers, God, one by one, name by name, God. Oh, kindle the fire that's in them, God. Lord, let your love, God, come forth out of them like never before, God, with a blazing fire. Let the words, Lord, that you cause them to speak, Lord, that they be fire, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Oh, make their feet like hind feet, Lord, that they don't slip, God. But they'll do all of your word, God. Hallelujah, that they'll do according to your word, all that you told them to do. God, we thank you for this beautiful prayer line, God. And we lift up Pastor BJ right now, God. Hallelujah, Lord. One by one and name by name, Lord. I speak finances to come to her way in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. I speak peace in every area of her life, even from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, God. Lord, burdens be removed. Yokes be utterly destroyed, God. Shackles and chains, God, be broken. Transferring and lingering spirits be gone. In the name of Jesus, God. And now we loose, God, your kingdom. We loose a kingdom mind, Lord. We loose a kingdom of God lifestyle every day, all the days of our life, even unto a 34th generation, God. Hallelujah. I just speak life. Hallelujah. In every situation, every area of her life, God, even for the ones that are on the prayer line, the ones that are listening in, Lord, I just speak, Lord, that your love, Lord, just flood their souls, God. Just pour in like never before. Oh, God, for everyone, God, just feel your touch tonight, God. Just feel your touch tonight, God. Hey, shafalabuko, Lord, that they can say, sa-tiki. Thank you, Jesus, God, that we'll learn how to appreciate you more. We'll learn, God, how to depend on you more instead of going astray, instead of thinking that we have it. Lord, when you're saying, I have it, it's right in front of you. It's in my word. It's right here. Call upon me, Lord, that we can be more sensitive to your spirit, God. And even when we make mistakes, your love draw us back. And we thank you for that, God. Hallelujah, you're awesome, God. Lord, I thank you for the military and the armed forces, Lord, how you prepare them and develop them, Lord, to watch over us, Lord. Watch over the United States of America. Watch over Israel, God. Lord, all those messed up things that are going on, God. Lord, anoint them, God, in a greater way, God, that we have sophisticated weapons of whatever that we need, God, Lord, to stay afloat. Because the enemy, not that we want to do something, but God, that we have no choice but to protect ourselves. Oh, Lord, and our loved ones. And God, we thank you for Israel, God, how we lift them up. And that's how you lift us up. Father God, we just thank you, God. Prayer lines all over the face of the earth, one by one and name by name. Oh, touch them, God. For every worship center, above ground and below ground. And the ones that are going astray, God, that you draw them back. Draw them back by your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. And the things that we don't know, reveal it, God. That we can do all your word, all your will, God. Lord, you have your way, God. We appreciate you, God. We love you so much, God. We trust in you, God, all the more. And that we can just begin to lean on you all the more. Just meditate in your word and talk with you more. Hallelujah. The more of you, the less of us. The more of you, the less the enemy can wreak havoc in lives. And Father, we just thank you for your angels. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who's our big brother and our God. We thank you for your sweet Holy Spirit of fire. Hallelujah, God. I just lift up all the essential workers, God. Lord, how they're making it work, God, each and every day, God. Hallelujah. Going out there, even when during the pandemic and even the Delta variants now. But God, we know we're under the blood nevertheless. And we're in your hands. And no one can pluck us out of your hands. Oh, I speak shalom. Hallelujah. In every area of our lives, God. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking. God, but life, God, life, and that more abundantly in every area of our lives, God. Send us to another level, God, as we humble ourselves and bless your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you. You are our God, because there's no other God. Those false gods, they're not gods. Gods that can't speak, God that can't deliver and heal. Liars. Hallelujah, God. But you're real, you're true, you're faithful, you're holy. And you're coming back for your church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing as a blemish. Oh, we thank you, God. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise your name, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for Minister Willett, how she gave the word about how to get an answer to your prayer. And I just thank God for how I read down where it says, think positive. And for a prophet bird for already praying, and Pastor Hubbard and Mother Azizana, I thank God for each and every one. And before I pray, if Sister Hubbard don't mind, I have a song that I want to sing before I pray. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which coming my help. My help coming from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord keepeth thee. He will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy strength upon thy right hand. By day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul even forevermore. My help, my help, the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All of my help, all of my help comes from the Lord. I will lift my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. Psalms 121:1 says that. He says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. God, I thank you on tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come, Lord, asking you, Lord God, to forgive me for sin or wrong, anything that I've said or done. God, I come thanking you, Lord God, for your word on tonight, God. I come thanking you, Father, because you told us, God, to trust in you, Lord God, and lean out to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge you, Lord. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for how you've been so good to us. God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for how you woke me up this morning. You started us on a day that we've never seen before. Father, I want to thank you, Lord God, for the water that we drink, Lord God, for the water that we bathe in, Lord. I want to thank you for that, Lord God. And God, I want to thank you, Lord God, for my sister, Lord God, my sisters and brothers in Christ, Lord, tonight, God. God, I ask you to keep us all, God, as we walk this journey, as we go through, God. Help us to keep our focus on you, Lord God. Help us not to look to the left or to the right. But, God, help us to always remember, God, that you said in your word, God, that you will be there, God. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. You told us to lift our eyes to you, Lord God. So, God, I just want to thank you right now, Father. God, I just want to say, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to help us to hold on. Oh, God, when we don't even know what to do, God, we know we can trust in you, Lord. We know we can depend on you in a time like this, Lord. So, God, help us, Lord God, to learn how to bind up the hand of the enemy, Lord God. Help us to learn how to know that when the enemy come in, Lord God. Help us to know, God, that the devil is a liar on tonight, God. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for the word that Sister Wendy have already given us, God. We thank you for the word that we can think positive, that we don't have to think negative about the situation. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, God, that we are a child of God on tonight, God. And so, God, we thank you on tonight. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord God, to look down on those that stick in their body, Lord God. So many is going through situation, Lord God. So many, God, that don't know which way to turn. But, God, let them know, God, to turn to you. Let them know to seek your face, God. Let them know that you are the author, Lord God. Let them know, God, that you want them to come to you on tonight, Lord God. God, your word tell us to come, Lord God. Your word is always saying, come to us, Lord. Come to you, Lord God. Because you are the answer that we need on tonight. Your word is the word that we need to stand on. We got to stand on that word. And like she also said, Sister Willard said, she also said, get the word down inside of you. So that is one of the things that we are as saints of God, as people of God today need to do is to get that word in us. So when trouble come our way, that we can be able to know what that word say in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you, Lord God, for the woman, God, that gave the word on tonight. And, God, I just pray, Lord God, I continue to pray that you, Lord God, would look down on this situation about this COVID, Lord God, or whatever the situation may be going on, God. We know, God, that everything is going to be all right, Lord God. We're going to just start speaking positive things, that it's all okay. It's all worked out. It's already done. Like you said, Jesus, you said when you was on the cross, it is finished. So we're going to just believe it is all finished. Even though the enemy brought it in, but it is still finished. It's all over. We just going through a test right now. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to keep our focus on you, Lord God. Help us to keep on calling on your name, Lord. Look on that person tonight, Lord, that might be going through some situation. Somebody might be going through a suicide situation tonight, God. Somebody might be going through stress on the night, or loneliness, God. Let them know, God, that you will be there for them. You already took care of all of that situation. You already took care of depression on tonight. You already took care of the oppression on tonight. You already took care of all these different things that's coming our way. It's already done. Just help us to think positive on tonight. Help us to put it in our spirit that we can think positive. We can trust and believe on you, Lord. We can keep our eyes focused on you, Lord, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. You are the one that made us, and you know all about us. Every being, everything in us, Lord God, you made us, and you know more about us than we know about ourselves. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those that's brokenhearted, God. We let them know, God, that you are able to mend the brokenhearted. You are able to touch those that's in the church that might be going through some situation. You are able to do all the situation, Lord God. You are able, Lord God, to heal the heal families when they are going through situations. You are able, Lord God, to heal the youth people, Lord, the youth kids that's going through situations, those that's getting ready to go back to school, Lord God. We pray for the young people because they're going through. We pray for the situation where every time you turn around, somebody is killing a young baby, or somebody is killing a young child. We pray for the minds of the people, Lord God, because it's a mind thing today. It's a mind thing where people are doing things that they shouldn't be doing to young people. So, God, we pray that you would just work that situation out, God. We pray that we know, God, that you're able, Lord. Help us to overcome these situations. Help us to walk in the way that you want us to walk. Help us to trust you, Lord God. Help us to know, God, that you got it all worked out, Lord God. Help us to just put it in our heart and our mind and trust and rely on you for everything that you already done for us. Just help us to just think positive, Lord God. Walk positive, Lord God. Help us not to let the negative try to come our way. Help us to rebuke that negative spirit when it tried to come our way in the name of Jesus. Help us to be like the word of God said. Someone said a while ago, I don't remember who it was, but it said in chapter 10, 2 Corinthians 10:4, where it said the weapon of our warfare, are not carnal, but mighty through God in the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Help us to cast down those imaginations, because when those things try to come in our mind, help us to cast it down and cast those cares on you, Lord God, because you are the one that's able to bring us through. And so, God, we pray for the world as a whole. We pray for people, Lord God, everywhere, God, because there's so many I'm going through, so many situations that we can call out on tonight. Those that sing, and we thank you, Lord God, for the ones that we have already heard, the good news that we have already heard. We thank God for how you are blessing people, Lord, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of the situation that we are going through. You are blessing, you are yet blessing people yet, God, and we thank you for the blessing of the blessing what you're doing, God. And so, God, we just going to continue to thank you for more blessing, for more things being done, for we can hear more deliverance coming forth, God, that we can hear more miracles being done in the last and even days, so that we can hear more people raising up out of the bed and coming out of the hospital, that we can hear more people in the home is being delivered and doing things that they used to do, God. We thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. We honor you. We appreciate you, God, because you are our Savior. You are our healer, and you are our friend that stick it close for dinner, brother. So, God, we thank you for your word of tonight, because you sent your word to heal your people, hallelujah. So, God, we thank you. God, we thank you, Lord God, because we realize, God, if it had not been for you on our side on tonight, where would we be? Where would we be on tonight? We could not have made it if it had not been for you. So we pray right now, God, for the whole world, for people all over the world. We pray, God, our heart goes out for us in the name of Jesus, that you would touch them all, God, and let them bow down to you, Lord. Let them bow down to their maker, which is you, Lord God. You know what they stand in the need of. You know what they stand in the need of right now, Lord. And you are able, Lord God, to open doors. You are able to work out situation in their life. Let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that you said that you come that they have life, and that more abundantly, hallelujah. So, God, we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you because we know that all power is in your hands. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. And we pray, Lord, that you'll continue, Lord, to have mercy on us all. In a day and time like this, we need you, Father. We don't know nobody else to call on but you. But we thank you for the healing, God, because we know that with your stripes that we are already healed. So we thank you for the healing virtue right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your shedding of your blood. Oh, God, we thank you for that blood. And so, God, we bind up the devil right now. We bind the spirit of the hand of the enemy that tries to come and confuse people in many ways. We know, God, that you're not an author of confusion. So, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, that you said let that mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So, God, we just ask you to continue to look on us all. Keep us, Lord. Look on all the prayer warriors that's on the line tonight. Continue to bless them all, God. Bless their homes and keep them all, God. In the name of Jesus, look on their children. Look on their grandchildren. Look on their family completely, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know what we all stand in need of. You know what we need right now, Lord. And we pray for, Lord God, that those right now that's going through other problems in their life may not be going through no sick. They may not be feeling sick, but it may be something else that they might be going through, Father. So we pray, Lord God, that you would just touch their body, God, and work it out, whatever it is, that they can learn how to just believe in you and cast those cares on you because we know you care for us. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We honor you. We appreciate you. And we give glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord, Nigeria. We bless the Lord for everyone that got is blessed already to pray. We're going to go ahead and take this time now to have the prayer warriors, if there's any prayer requests, we want to take those prayer requests. Now, let me find out whether one more prayer warrior to pray, then we're going to take prayer requests. Minister Brenda, you want to take it from here? Are you online? Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and take the prayer requests now. I'm going to open up all the lines. Mother, well, that you did bless us, and I may have went 1 minute, but you did great. Praise the Lord.
Did you say you want me to pray?
No, anybody? Ready?
I'm so sorry. There's noise. I didn't understand what you were saying.
I was saying reiterated tonight as after before when we were setting this up. If you're going to minister that night, you do not go to prayer. We continue the prayers for all the prayer warriors after because you're bringing a message.
Excuse me.
If you do that, it's going to take up a whole half hour. We can't do that. So whenever ministering, ministering right after that, they pray, but you don't only bring the word that night. Okay, bless the Lord. We'll make the announcements about that a little bit later. But right now, anybody else have any prayer requests? We're going to take those prayer requests now.
I do. Do you hear me? Because you're breaking out.
Can you hear me now?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Hello? You're breaking up. I don't know whether y'all can hear me or not.
We can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
Okay. You're just breaking out. But I do want everybody to be praying for my cousin. And I did mention him a little bit even in my prayers. But his name is Damon Sanders. He is 49 years old. Lived by himself. He's not married. And his father usually would call him every day, and they would talk, but he called him one day, and he didn't answer the phone, and he didn't think anything else about calling him again. But this girl that he know called him one day, and he didn't answer the phone, and he did not call her back. So she called him the next day. He did not answer the phone and did not call her back. And she called the police department to go and check on him. And when they got there, they could see him on the floor through a window, and they broke in the house. He had had a massive stroke and was comatose laying on the floor. And they took the Greenwood and he had a massive stroke there. And then they had to take him to Richland in Columbia. And they got him on life support and not talking or anything. And the doctors does not have a great prognosis, but we're standing on the Word of God, and we're believing that God is going to raise him up. So I just want you to be in prayer for him. You know, whatever God lay on your heart, but we are believing God for a miracle. You know, he made me sort of think of my nephew when it happened to him. So I know God is able to do it.
Yes, he is.
Just be in prayer for him and his family.
Thank God. Mother, will let me take that prayer request and also pray for Pastor Bay afterwards, but pray for them.
Yes, ma'am. Glad to. Heavenly Father, we just come before your presence. We thank you, dear God, for loving us and being mindful of every situation we face. We pray to you, Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that I trust you tonight. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that it's your redemptive plan for man, hallelujah, that we are healed. And Jesus has already dealt with, Lord God, any sickness, any disease, anything that we face, hallelujah, according to Matthew, praise God, 8 and verse 17, Isaiah 53 and verse 5, praise God, and 1 Peter 2:24. So, Father, we come confessing your word, and we lift up Damon Sanders, Lord God. You know his situation. You know about the stroke, Lord God, the comatose, Lord God. You know that he's on life support. God, I thank you that you are the living God, the faithful God, the God, hallelujah, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the one that's able to do, Lord God, when the doctors have done what they could do and not looking positive. Looking for a miracle, so we're praying according to your divine word, Lord God, for a supernatural miracle working healing power to be released in Mr. Damon Sanders' body in the name of Jesus. It's all right with me if you astound the doctors and confound the devil in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God. You said in John 16:23 that whatsoever we ask you in the name of Jesus, that you would give it to us. And verse 24, so that our joy can be full. So we're asking you tonight to have mercy upon Damon Sanders. And God, we pray that your miracle-working healing power be released in his body and give him a second chance at life in the name of Jesus. We pray that his soul belongs to you, Heavenly Father. But we pray, dear God, hallelujah, that you give him a second chance. So according to Matthew 18 and verse 19, I'm in agreement with my sister, Lord God, that desires a healing miracle, and I know that you're able, so I'm trusting you that for that tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, I have no doubt that you're able to raise up that one that was sick, because Jesus has already done the suffering and took the stripes so that we could be made whole. So I thank you right now. I love you, Lord God. I praise you. I know sometimes we pray, God, your divine will be done, but it's unless you tell me to pray a different way, I pray for this deliverance to take place in Mr. Sanders' life. And then I lift up Apostle Pastor Bird. I pray for her, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you for the miracle for her sister, Lord God, Mary, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for healing her body. I pray for Pastor Bird, Lord God, that you continue to move and touch her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God. Let her continue to hear from you, Lord God, and declare the wonders of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, that she's a woman of God that stands on your promises. So we pray the prayer of faith, Lord God, that hallelujah, glory be to God, that, Lord God, whatsoever she stands in need of, that her needs are met, nothing missing, nothing broken in her life. So we pray blessings over this family and each family that's represented on this line. I love you, Lord. I bless you and I praise you. Thank you so much, sir, that you allow us to come and bring our supplications to you with thanksgiving. Glory be to God, knowing that you hear us and knowing that the petitions are granted in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Get a prayer request. No one else has a prayer request. Okay, so you can't hear me? Who am I speaking
to? Rachel, just put me up in prayer. Just call my name in y'all prayers.
Okay, Sister Rachel. Father, we thank you for Sister Rachel. You know what she desires from you, God, her strength right now. We pray for her to be encouraged and strengthened and continue the good fight of faith on the word, and even that word that was shared tonight and every night that we talk about prayer and faith and encouragement and trust in the Lord. I pray there was even something, glory to God, even a greater breakthrough for her, just no matter what's going on around her, that she would stand in faith. Pray for her family. Pray, glory to God, for their needs and desires being met as they continue to seek out your face. We bind up in all the little cohorts, any words that have been whispered or said, glory to God, to try to cause her to deviate off the path or just to cause her just to lose her focus in any way in whatever particular area that might be fighting her. We rebuke it, bind it, and loose it from its assignment. And we speak the joy, the peace of the Lord, and pray, glory to God, that she continue to be blessed in whatever the needs are that's before her, that it be fulfilled spiritually, naturally, and physically, even if there's some financial too as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, it's the last one. We're not going to linger. So we're going to go ahead and continue to pray that God continue to bless the prayer warriors, those that are listening, and glory to God that's anointed, and we'll hold fast to the word and build ourselves up in our most holy faith. And even no matter what's going on with the pandemic, just help us not to give ear to the things that are going on around us that it dominate and make more noise than the voice that we hear of Jesus Christ. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. Sometimes we can get around people and they're saying the same old, same old, same old, same old, just like the media is saying, and then we get that stuff in our spirit, then it'll be hard to pray. But when we put God first and continue to do what he says, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. The word of God, we won't give place to the enemy or have no room to fill us up with all the voices in our head and so forth. So I just pray this and admonish you to continue the good fight of faith and glory that war off those things that are not like God. We need knowledge about some things so we'll know how to pray, but we don't let it continue to be rehearsing every day, every day, every night, and whatever else, another thing somebody else is saying, that we'll end up allowing them to manipulate our lives. So I just pray, glory to God, continuously. That was a good word tonight, glory to God, on faith. And we're praying, God, for the next servant that will come forth will be Mother McCormick on the second, just feel the last night today, and that was the second Monday that was missing. If you hear me anytime say second Sunday, keep saying Sunday. If I'm tired, know that I'm saying every Monday night, because the second Sunday, we always know those are speakers that will speak. So if you hear me at any time, omit that, or if it's okay, you mean, or even someone say, oh, you mean Monday, that's fine with me too. That'll just bring it clear for anyone that be on the line that may not heard or know what we're talking about. But every Monday through this month into next month in September, to go through all the prayer warriors are having that 15 minutes. And that's to press whatever the Lord's putting on your spirit that's been heavy on your spirit or something he's been dealing with you about to bring the word, just like Mother was bringing about prayer. If he deal with you about the world system now, what's going on, and that's been heavy on your heart for people to turn to faith or release some things concerning unforgiveness or learning how to forgive, or if there's something going on here, whatever it may be, that God is pressing on, you can pull out here and decide to family. No, we like that. But those 15 minutes are vital time, just like this was imperative to hear what we heard tonight. And even sometimes when the Lord blessed with Pastor Burton Bird, she, the Lord blessed with some things that may be going on end times. Whatever it is, when that night comes, please listen to the voice of the Lord and let God, that's why there's no theme to this. But he gave it to you, the wisdom, while we're coming on the prayer line. Prayer going to go on. And if you are ministering, do not come in starting with just starting to pray and then try to bring a message. Let's be obedient and just bring the word. You're going to acknowledge the Lord, understand, when you first start ministering. But that is the night, not the night, if you're going to bring a word, that you come in and pray. The prayer warriors will continue to pray. This is just how God has given me. So when we first come on, if there's enough people on the line after I did rotation, then we'll go ahead and give a couple of people to pray, and then you'll go ahead and minister. If it's not enough, or you may minister a little bit later after, maybe more than, so it don't necessarily mean three people each time. So it determines how God lead me that night, who's on. So in the meantime, well, I had a couple of appointments really early this morning, and get back home to five, almost five. So if you hear me going off a little bit, coming back in, I am, when I'm saying the dates again, next Monday, Mother McCormick will be our 15-minute speaker. On second Sunday, Pastor Apostle Daney, you've heard her before, out of Sumter, South Carolina, she will be our Sunday speaker. On third Monday night, it's Mother Alexander Evangelist will bring the 15 minutes. On the fourth, on the fourth Monday night will be Minister Jenkins, Evangelist. And on our fourth Sunday will be Elder Ross, because you've heard her name when I was saying that before. I plugged in the second one. I just filled in the last one. On the, since I want to just finish this month, I'll tell you when we speak again what's on September, because right now I'm a little tired. I don't want to mix the names up. I'll give that to you, and then we'll rehearse all until we go to everybody. So I thank you tonight. It was wonderful, marvelous prayers. Let's keep one another lifted up and continue to lift up our brother's sister, our sister's cousin, Pastor Bird's Damon Samuels. In the meantime, we're going to pray all for the others. Keep Mother Pastor Sims lifted up too, because, of course, she's going through with some things in her body, and she had several tests done, and I can't remember, it was a CAT scan, not a CAT scan, what is the other one? Whatever it is. She had some tests done, and I think it's kidney stones and something else concerning it still bothering her stomach and causing her to, you know, release some things constantly, but hopefully it's slowing down with the medicine they gave her. But pray for her with that, and still dealing with the thing concerning her sister's home, and her sister is still just, other sister is just weeping so much she can't contain to go over in the house and help out. So just pray for the family, of course, you know, other sicknesses in the family there. So pray for Pastor Sims. Pray for Pastor Graham down in the one that lost her son, but you remember she had to go through that heart down now on the other side. They got to complete that and I can't remember whether it's this week, next week, or when it is, but they got to do that other heart down. Not the other heart valve, but do a heart valve operation on her. And then Mother Evangelist Noel had to do the other cataracts. The first cataract she'd done, she was just elated because now she says, oh, the colors on the television is so bright. It's so she's looking forward to getting the other one. So we're praying all go well with that. And
yeah,
I know Brother Black, she did have the second one done already.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I know what's coming up, but I know what's done. But thank goodness. So the report is she doing better with that one?
Yeah, let's keep her lifted up in prayer because she didn't follow instruction. And having a little death going on, but we believe in God.
You said have some death. What's it going?
Little things going on. She didn't follow instruction.
Okay. I thought I heard something else, but it wasn't clear. Okay, so we'll keep her lifted up in prayer. So she had, I know what's coming up, but I know she said a week and a half, another time passed. So thank the Lord that that's done. And, God, we're going to pray for that situation now in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that she did in error, God, that you will bless and reverse. And we thank you for her repentance. And we're just praying for mercy and grace as we step in, in the gap for her in Jesus' name. And we want to thank God for that. We went through praying for Brother Black because, you know, he's got upcoming surgery, too. I don't know if you know the date yet, Brother Black.
No, ma'am. I don't know. My pressure went down. As a matter of fact, it's too low to even have surgery, so it got to go up a little bit, and I'm believing I don't have to have surgery anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, happy birthday. Take that prayer for Brother Black real quick.
Father, we do praise you and honor you, and we give you glory. We thank you for this man of God. And God, we come in agreement with him. He don't want surgery, and we say that he's not going to have it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that that pressure will go back up to normal now in Jesus' name. It will not be too low nor too high in the precious name of Jesus. By your stripes, he is already healed. You already sent your word to heal him. So, Father, we are thanking you for what you've done already. And we are now thanking you for that supernatural healing, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we say that he have what he say in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Continue to keep Burton's husband. Is he doing better today, Brenda? You don't know from Sunday or however.
He didn't came to church on Sunday, so we're going to keep him lifted up in prayer.
Okay, you can take that question. You didn't hear when I call you for a prayer. Now, pray for Deacon Burton and then Pastor Bird, and then we're getting ready to close. Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne, God, Father God, we ask you right now to touch Deacon Burton's body from the crown of the head to the sole of his feet, Father God. But, Father God, you said in your word, by your stripes he is healed and he is made whole, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So we decree and we declare divine healing to saturate his body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And, Father God, we ask you right now to give him a spirit to give you a sacrifice of praise, Father God, in the name of Jesus. For you said healing comes through praising you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And who was the other person, Pastor?
Your apostle.
And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to touch Apostle Burton right now, Father God. Bring that shoulder and that arm in line with your word, every ligament, every band, every bone, Father God. Bring it in line with your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We speak divine healing, divine strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. I thank God for all of you. We pray you one for another. Thank God for the word of God, the anointing. Oh, I didn't ask the prophet. Did she have anything tonight? Did you have anything before we hang up?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you can cut the show because we do have some time if you did put something in your spirit. But since we're finished and there's some more prayer requests, I believe when the anointing lifts, then we need to be through as well. So in the meantime, praise God, we ask the Lord to continue to bless you, keep you covered under the blood, by, and remember 91 song, 23rd song, 27th song. We just know, glory to God, that we are covered under the blood and we're standing on God's word and being obedient to that and following suit on that God has requested us. And we know some things of the law we have to do as well. keep some things close, keep those prayers and requests before the Lord as well, ones we've been having before now. And remember to always keep yourself covered under the blood and prayers, even while you're interceding on others, so you can have the strength to be able to stand and do what God called you to do. We thank God for you, love you, appreciate you, for angels being encamped about you, and shalom, shalom.
Shalom, love you.
Shalom, love
you. Shalom,
love you.
Love you. We love you tonight.
Amen. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve.